Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
In this segment, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with OME Gear, Miss Julie Weldon and Stacy Pierce. How are you?
Fantastic.
Doing great. Thanks, guys.
Before we get too far into things, can you tell us about OME Gear? How are you serving folks?
Sure. So our company is OME Gear. So it stands for Ocean plus Mountains equals Earth Gear. We are an outdoor products company, and our flagship product that we're taking to market is called the Wanderer, and it's a 5-in-1 product. So it's a cart that can carry 250 pounds of gear. Once you get to where you're going, you unload it, and it transforms into a low beach chair, a high camping chair, a fully reclinable lounger, and a camping cot. And it folds up nice and small for storage.
So now, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, that is a 20-year story. Actually, Julie's parents came up with a concept 20 years ago as they were sitting watching a mother struggling with three children on the beach. And said the beach shouldn't be that hard. So they went up and napkin sketched a concept of a 2-in-1 and got patents on it, but never took it to market. Didn't know how. We didn't really have Google back 20 right. years ago. So so we've picked it up and since then and transformed it to a 5-in-1 transformer unit.
So when it was the 2-in-1, were they using it for their own selves? They had just rigged something up?
No, they actually never were able to. They did build a prototype, but it was real Frankenstein. It was big plastic. It was just a lounger that if you flipped it the other way, it became a dolly. And so they never actually were able to use it because they got it patented and then just ran out of money and know-how to take it to market.
So now what inspired you to say, you know what, I'm going to go all in here and I'm going to make this thing a reality?
Yeah, great question. So I was actually, it was in 2010, and I was working for PricewaterhouseCooper as a business management consultant.
And so this was a logical...
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Right. It makes perfect sense. But I always say I was just dumb enough to think I was smart enough to do this, and I was just smart enough to think I might be able to do this. But I ended up partnering with a dear friend of mine, and we redesigned it into a 3-in-1, and then we partnered with a manufacturer who actually purchased 60% of our company. And it just turned out that as we got into it and started going to market, that we realized that we had very significant professional differences. Our values just didn't align with this manufacturer. And so I ended up, after a trade show that we went to and winning Best New Invention and all the big players wanting it, I ended up writing a 3-page resignation letter on the ride home and walked away from my own company in 2014. And then in 2016, 2017, Stacy and I, who were actually married in real life and also business partners, but Stacy and I said, this idea just hasn't died. The consumer feedback was so significant wanting a product like this, because there are wagons, there are chairs, there are carts, but there's not anything that's all in one. So you have to store all these different things, or they're not built quality. And so you end up using it for a season or two and then have to throw it away. So our goal was to create something that carried a small footprint and also was sustainable so that you don't have to throw it away after a season or two of use. So that's kind of how it evolved.
And versatile enough Very to versatile. Solve multiple problems.
Yeah, actually, we market it as a 5-in-1, but now we're actually partnering with a strap company, and we started carrying our kayaks on it. So it's ever changing. They call us the Swiss Army knife of carts and chairs.
So now, have your parents seen this kind of success?
Well, we'll be in full production in the fall of this year. So they cannot wait for they are definitely our biggest cheerleaders. And I've always said that I have a number of goals with this company, OME Gear. One of them is that my parents will be out in the outdoors and they will see a random stranger using the Wanderer. Mm-hmm. And that to me will be one mark of success.
So now, are they involved at all in this?
They're not just cheerleaders.
Just cheerleaders.
Not just cheerleaders. They're right. Cheerleaders. Yes.
So now, you're at the stage where it doesn't exist yet for the consumer to actually buy it, but it's almost ready.
Right. We're doing pre-orders right now, pre-sales.
Okay, so you can kind of go to a landing page or website of some sort and order it.
Yep, you can go to our website at omegear.com, and you can see that we're coming out with 6 different colors, so you can pick your color and order it offline.
Now, is this your main job right now, or is this a side hustle for you?
We have a couple of other things that we do. One of them is a coaching consulting business for small businesses. It's called A Salty Rim. And so we are winding down those clients to be able to ramp up with OME Gear. And we also host a weekly podcast called GSD Entrepreneur, which stands for Get... Am I allowed to cuss on this?
It's America.
Okay, get shit done. Get shit done, entrepreneur. So we weekly interview entrepreneurs about their story. So we do a couple of different things, but OME Gear is our main focus right now.
And then is this the first product or only product, or there's going to be a kind of a portfolio of products?
This is our flagship product coming out, but we have a roadmap of products that we're going to be coming out soon after.
And it'll all kind of follow this path of this versatile piece of equipment.
Well, it'll be add-on products to your Wonder, so you can kind of build your own Wonder. Mm-hmm. But we're also coming out with another, it'll be the chair versions called the Sidekick with a, you know, have backpack straps. So that will come out after we get into the market with the Wonder. And so, but we'll have on like solar panels and fishing rod holders and umbrellas, those kind of things.
But we have a full product roadmap of we want to build a brand as opposed to just being a one hit wanderer.
A wanderer.
Very nice.
You see what I did there?
I did. Good. Very cool.
So she used my joke.
That was your joke?
That was her joke.
So now, tell us about the transition from being a consultant from a large firm to now kind of being an entrepreneur out there battling.
I think everyone should do it. It is one of the hardest things that I've ever done. Running a business is not for the faint of heart. We intend to grow OME Gear quickly and scale up quickly. And so we're in raising money from investors. We've raised a bunch of money in a friends and family round, and now we're in an equity round of funding. And the marketing, all the different aspects that you have to focus on as a business owner is incredibly challenging. And as a consultant, I came in and did business strategy and really focused on people and change. But unless you've been there, done that, you can't speak from that experience, and that experience really is everything. So the transition has been hard because I collected a paycheck, and a very nice paycheck, and that was comfortable. But now I'm pushed way outside of my comfort zone, and so it's been great. I would not change anything except that our investment round would go through.
But it becomes another job, right? That's another 100%. Business is fundraising is a different business than selling the Wanderer.
Yes. And you get more no's than yeses.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. But just really, you need one good yes of somebody who believes in you and the product and knows that your passion will take you to levels that maybe it wouldn't with other people. But I think with our company, what makes us different and what we found as being consultants ourselves is a lot of companies don't start their company with their values spelled out and their values as the bedrock of who they are. Our values with OME Gear mean everything to us. Mm-hmm. And so the types of people that we want to partner with, that even with suppliers and vendors and customers and team members, all of that will be decided based on our values. And so one of the things, or one of our values, is to give back. And so with all of our pre-sales, one of our goals is to give back to an organization called The Last Well. And they're making history by helping Ethiopia be the very first, Liberia, not Ethiopia, Liberia be the very first country that the entire country has access to clean drinking water. And so we can get behind that. They're making history, they're raising money, and their organization is tight. So when you give money to them, it goes to the cause, and it's not a lot of charities that, you know, a lot goes into the founders' pockets. And so we're committed from the very beginning, even before we have revenue, to give back. And so that's what I mean by our values are very important to us. So I taught that with the consulting firm, and now I get to live it. And it's challenging to live it, honestly.
Now, what's your involvement with GWBC?
Well, we just got certified 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
No, it was definitely a process, but we were super excited when we got that email that we were now part of this group. We've already recommended them to six of other female entrepreneurs that are filling out the paperwork. So just huge advocate for being a part of this group. But even today, since 7:45 when we got here, we've met so many people, and everybody is just on your side. And so it's really an awesome organization, and we're super excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I couldn't be a bigger advocate for this organization. The way that everyone helps each other, and one of our go-to-market strategies is corporate gifting. So for client gifts and employee incentive gifts, and this is significant for that because we get to actually be in front of the buyers and build relationships and have conversations with them about our product, but also about how we can help them be more successful in their incentive programs. And so this organization, I'll go on record to say it's one of the best business decisions we've made joining this since we started our business.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's very aligned with your mission and purpose.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Completely.
Now, advice for weebies out there, is there anything that you would recommend in terms of, from a business consultant standpoint, getting the why right seems that at the core of what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I would say that. The very first thing, if you have a company, or even if you have a company that's 20 years old, understand your values and make all of your decisions based on those values, because when you don't, that's where you go astray. Mm-hmm. And one easy way to understand what your values are is pay attention to what absolutely frustrates you and infuriates you. If someone who's late is infuriating to you, that's part of your value system. So what is it? It's respect. It's showing up on time. It's being true to your word. So it's paying attention to the things that really bother you that can spell out what your values are.
And if somebody wanted to learn more and have more substantive conversation, website?
Our consulting coaching website?
Or either one or both?
Well, OME is with our product, OME Gear.
OMEGear.com is the website, and that's where they can pre-order and they can learn more.
OMEGear.com, yeah.
And then the website for the consulting?
Is asaltyrim.com.
Asaltyrim.com. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
We like margaritas.
I'm a margarita guy, so I absolutely love it.
But salt heals, and salt preserves, and salt flavors. And so that's what our tagline for that business is, we can help you eat your elephant with a dash of salt one bite at a time.
I love it.
What about the podcast?
Yep, the podcast is GSD Entrepreneur. So you can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, on our website, on Google Play, kind of anywhere that podcasts are. We're there, GSD Entrepreneur.
Good stuff. Julie and Stacy, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. What a privilege.
All right. We'll be back in a few from GWBC Pop Marketplace.